Hey, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. Has your love life gotten stagnant? If your zig no longer zags, or if you're looking for a little variety to spice up an already great sex life, you're in the right place. America's leading sexpert, Dr. Ava Cadell, is going to show us how to create better intimacy through yoga, movement, and dance. And our erotic adventure begins now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is often referred to as the loveologist to the stars, as many of today's celebrities and supermodels consult with her to improve their relationships. She's a certified sex counselor, founder of Loveology University, author of 10 books, 13 instructional videos. She's appeared on all the major networks and television shows, including Good Morning America, Geraldo, and Anderson Cooper, just to name a few. Here to talk about how to create intimacy and optimal health through yoga, touch, movement, and dance. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Ava Cadell.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you back. First, I want to share, we keep a podcast library of our previous shows. Your podcast is the most listened to. When women and men see sex advice, they're somehow drawn to the topic. So kudos for you.
Wow, you made my day. Thank you.
You know, it seems improving intimacy is top of every couple's list. If you could offer one tip, I mean, everyone's going to listen, they're turning down all the volume here, how to improve someone's sex life, what would that tip be?
If it was just one tip, it would be to make sure that you kiss every day twice for at least 12 seconds, because then you're going to keep the juices flowing, literally, because when a man kisses a woman, he transfers testosterone to her mouth through his saliva. So it's the number one activity that couples stop doing after they've been in a long relationship and they take each other for granted.
So you bring a new spin to having chemistry together.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what chemistry is about. It's about the pheromones and the touching and the eye gazing and all those wonderful things that you can do together to make sure that you grow together rather than grow apart.
That makes sense. Now, I remember the last time you were on the show, you shared how an orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. You talked about how it reduces stress, extends your life, alleviates pain. We even talked about how it prevents heart attacks. Dr. Cadell, why don't medical doctors just write a prescription for more sex?
Because they can't make any money writing a prescription
there you go.
For more sex, right?
And if they could, it would be illegal.
If they could give sex pills to everybody, I think that would be, you know, worthy of actually being a prescription.
That's great. And that's people hear it helps with heart attacks, but I guess that's because it's exercise, you know, if you're fit and able to have sex. Otherwise, I guess there's certain points where you'd have to avoid certain techniques.
Well, if you've had a heart attack, you know, you don't want to have sex immediately because you might have another heart attack. But once you can climb stairs, once you can walk for about 20 minutes, you know, that's about right. Then you're in physical condition to have sex again. And yes, it will actually help you heal because it will, of course, you know, release all those feel-good endorphins. Always check with your cardiologist before you have sex again if you have had a heart attack.
Right. That makes sense. Tell us about this new project. It's called Sexy Size and how we can create intimacy through touch, yoga, and movement.
So yoga has become more and more and more popular. There's so many different kinds of yoga, you know, from Kundalini yoga to acro yoga.
Right.
And so partner yoga, I think, is something that's going to be even more popular. And it just occurred to me, what a beautiful way for couples to engage in physical activity, in mindfulness, and it's a great way to stay connected on the journey to sexual fitness and satisfaction. So I came up with a book, a video, a seminar, a retreat, a website with all these fabulous poses that range from playful to passionate. But the best thing is they're demonstrated by 20 sexperts.
Right. I noticed you list a big list. I mean, I saw on your website from marriage counselors, family counselors, sex therapists to psychologists. Do students of the program actually have access to these folks?
Oh, yes, absolutely. A lot of them are people that I've mentored over the past 10 years, which is my favorite thing to do. If anybody says, I want to do what you do, Dr. Ava, it gets me so excited to sort of help them to reach their goals, you know, and overcome any obstacles that might come in their way. So, yeah, these people are the best of the best. And, you know, I'm getting them on TV shows for Valentine's Day, and I'll have the video ready in the next month. And I will even send you a link to my Sexy Sizes video.
Sounds like a plan. I'm holding
yeah.
to that. Now, I did look at the website. It's called sexysizes.com for you folks who want to go check it out. And you mentioned poses that range, it says, playful to passionate with mental, physical, and emotional components. Is this something, explain, do they go online or watch a video, or do they go to these seminars to learn this?
Well, everything. I'm going to make it accessible in many different formats. So, yes, you'll be able to watch the video online. You'll be able to, you know, see excerpts from the book. You'll be able to attend workshops. So, yeah, I just want it to be available to everybody all over the world so that couples can get together and have fun. So many couples take sex way too seriously, and they don't spend time engaging in hobbies together. So I think this is kind of exciting.
Especially clothing optional hobbies, right?
Well, yes, if you do them naked, it's even better. So my video is not quite naked, but there are some really hot bodies in bikinis and teeny tiny little workout outfits.
So you're taking, what was that game called, Twistler? Remember that one, Twister?
We can
do that.
Twister, yeah.
Twister, yeah. So you're taking that to another level now. It's, hey, yoga's popular. Let's do that with yoga.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And a lot of the poses that you've heard of, like downward dog, but we've sort of eroticized downward dog so that, you know, you can literally make love to your partner while you're having yoga and, you know, sort of enhancing your balance and your strength. So it really is a full body workout, mentally, physically, emotionally, and sexually.
That's right. Now, I read that sex can burn 200 calories, I guess, by adding some sexy sizes to the mix. I would imagine that number could even increase.
Oh, yes. So it does. 200 calories for, I think that's only about 20 minutes of sex. And I think it's only in the missionary position. So, yeah, when you do sexy sizes with some of these more advanced positions, you could burn as much as 500 calories in a half an hour.
Wow. So, folks, that doesn't mean you can have donuts afterward because it's an excuse. So if you want to stay trim, it's like, hey, she said I could burn that, but I'm not. Well, that's because you're having donuts afterward as a treat.
That's right. Well, I do believe in rewarding yourself. Have donuts once a week and you'll be fine.
There you go. Now you're talking. That mm-hmm. makes sense, though. And then what suggestion do you have for couples listening, you know, where the man's sex drive remains strong and the female's libido maybe is kind of diminished or gone after menopause?
Oh, that's easy. I've got the perfect technique for that. So when a man has a high sex drive and the woman doesn't, they right. suffer from a mismatched libido. It's probably the number one problem that couples come to see me about. So what the man needs to do is he needs to learn how to give his partner a wonderful full body massage so that she can relax and get back into a juicy frame of mind.
Right.
And in fact, some of my yoga poses, my sexy sizes, are with a massage and with yoga combined. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's the way to get a woman to just surrender to pleasure and be the receiver, you know, and just know that her man really is paying 100% attention to her needs.
Right, because a man can always go from first to fourth gear quickly, even in his 50s, sometimes 60s, 70s, but females tend to have a little slower entrance there to get to that level, correct?
Yeah, we need preparation for sex, for intercourse. We need preparation. And that can be kissing, caressing, oral pleasure, erotic talk, role-playing, even mutual masturbation. But women need to be revved up. And a lot of guys, you know, they don't realize how important that is.
Yeah, what is actually considered a healthy sex life? I've heard some couples, they wait for that blue moon or anniversary. Sex shouldn't be a special occasion, should it be?
No, it definitely shouldn't. I mean, sex is our second basic instinct after survival. So, you know, eating, of course, is part of survival. And so is, you know, sexual activity and intimacy. So I think that quality sex is even more important than quantity sex.
Right.
But let's say that you have at least one or two quickies a week to satisfy the man's sexual appetite. Then you should also have at least one or two more engaging sexual activities where you enjoy the journey as much as the destination.
Yeah, is that still per week? Because a lot of guys are like, what'd you just say? Did she say a year?
Yeah, per week.
Not per year. Okay.
Per week. No, it's important to have it on a regular basis. And it's important for both the man and woman to initiate sex, you know, at different times. So it's not always up to only the one partner, because then there's resentment. So the only way to get your needs met is to be assertive and state and desire what your needs are, because, you know, we still can't read each other's minds. We're not that evolved.
Right. You know, I read a study that shared how having 100 orgasms a year can add 5 years to your life. Is there any truth to that one?
Absolutely. 100 orgasms a year? Oh, my goodness. Do you know how many added years you can get to your lifespan?
Well, I would imagine that some men listening are thinking that they just did the math, they're going to live to be 130, and they're keeping Kleenex in business.
That's so funny. Yeah, you will live to over 100 years.
Exactly.
Isn't that cool?
Now, I wonder, is that solo, or does it have to be with a mate?
So that's a brilliant question. It doesn't have to be with a partner. It can be solo. Absolutely. If you don't have a partner, then give yourself the reward of orgasms regularly. And have orgasms in different ways, not always in the same way. So keep it spicy for yourself.
Right. You know, this talk right here, I have a 102-year-old patient, and I'm going to look at him a little differently now, saying, all right, I got your secret now, buddy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is your 102-year-old patient a man? It's a man, right?
Yeah, it's a man.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic, yeah.
So that's great there. I was wondering, you know, you've been a sexpert for a while. What has changed? I mean, you know, we've got internet now. We've got smartphones. There's adult movies. There's so many things that have advanced. What have you seen that's taking place now that maybe didn't have the issues back 20, 30 years ago?
Well, yeah, sexuality is so different now from what it used to be. First of all, there's new information that's coming out where we thought it was good for you sexually 20 years ago, and now we know it isn't. For example, you know, women were always told that as soon as they needed to pee, they should run to the bathroom to empty their bladder. Now we know that it's actually good to hold it in a little bit and use your PC muscles so that you can do Kegels and strengthen those, you know, vaginal muscles to actually avoid incontinence. So what I love is that we're always getting new information about sexual health and well-being, and it's important that we share that with the general public. And of course, with the internet and movies being more explicit, like, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, I think there's more experimentation out there and more liberation and less fear of doing kinky things and having sex with same partner, or being polyamorous, or, yeah, you know, exploring BDSM or spiritual sex like tantric sex or doing the Kama Sutra, which, by the way, was my last book. It was one of those idiot's guides to the right. Kama Sutra. And so I think sex is better than ever.
Right. And you bring up a good point. I think when that 50 Shades came out, guys realized that, hey, females are, you know, we always thought that, you know, the adult movies were for men. And I actually think they learned that females enjoy it as well. There's a side that
yeah.
we didn't know that they had.
Yeah, women have these incredible fantasies of either dominating or being dominated. And it sort of gave them permission to do that. And then sex toys, you know, the bondage sex toys, wow, they went through the roof. And Benoit balls. Every right. woman was buying Benoit balls, which, again, is really good for your sexual health. But, you know, in the book, the woman inserts the Benoit balls, and then the man spanks her while she has the balls inside her vagina. And, you know, there's another erotic activity.
Interesting. Yeah. So, and everything you're mentioning here probably wasn't around 20, 30 years ago. So it's Baskin Robbins.
It's been around. But it didn't get the media attention that it's getting now.
Got it. What about role play? A lot of females, you know, will say, why do you need me to be the stewardess? Don't you love me for who I am? I've heard that's healthy to have role play. But I guess some still think, you know, why would you need me to put a wig on? No, you're not happy who I am.
You're right. I mean, role playing is healthy because it's a way to share our fantasies and to get out of character and to make sex unpredictable. But it does take a little bit of, you know, creativity and effort. And I just think some people are very lazy. They don't want to get all dressed up and create this fantasy for themselves or for their partner. But, you know, Halloween is coming up. It is the best time to role play something sexy that you've never right. done before, no matter how wild it is. I always encourage people to do it on Halloween.
Yeah, just so men don't dress up like Jason with an axe. I think you're going to ruin your chances for that night.
Very good point. So yes. What do you think men should dress up as? Or women should dress up as? What
men,
do you think is a sexy role
probably
play?
Men would be Superman or Iron Man would probably be sexy. Or, you know, maybe a wrestler or something if they can pull that off. I don't know if they can.
That's a good point. I like that. A hero. So I agree with you. Women want their men to be heroes. So whether it's a firefighter, a police officer, or Iron Man, as you said, or Superman or Batman, those are really good, seductive costumes for men. So what do you think, women? What, as a man, what do you find the sexiest outfit that a woman can wear?
I think men would be, I don't know, stewardess, secretary, you know, of course, Playboy bunny would be the ultimate, but I think men are beyond that. I think we kind of want that hidden, you know, that secretary with the glasses, the sexy secretary, or maybe Batwoman or something like that, go back with the superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's so many. So what I found in my research is two fantasies are the most popular for men.
What is that?
The first one is a schoolgirl. They just love that teacher-pupil role-playing where, you know, he can tell her what to do and, you know, just sort of be in control and she abides. So that's the first one. And the second one is a sexy nurse, so that she examines him from head to toe. Those were the most popular that I got out of my research.
So Marianne and Ginger is out of the mix now? I guess they're too old?
I mean, I think as long as women dress up and make love to their men, they probably don't even care.
And then the man can say, watch out for that tree!
That's right. But the most erotic, ladies, if you're listening, would be to be a centerfold. Be completely naked with a staple in your belly button.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. I thought about putting a bunch of legal documents on my outfit and go as a lawsuit.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one. I've never heard that one before. A lawsuit.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
That's
throwing it out there. That's great.
You're very cerebral.
Got to do it. Hey, before we close, I just was curious. One thing I want to ask you, foods, is there any that are actually aphrodisiacs for men and women? I mean, we've heard oysters increase men's libido. Chocolate does so for females. Is there any truth to any food that's good for us?
Yeah, absolutely. And right now with Thanksgiving coming up, pumpkin pie is the number one contender for men.
Oh.
It gets the blood flowing to the male genitals 40% faster
wow.
than anything else. So eat a lot of pumpkin pie, you guys. And ladies, put the pumpkin pie on your naked body and have your man just eat it off you.
So the word pump in that word, is there's a meaning for that now. I never really
there
thought.
There is a meaning for that. And yeah, for ladies, definitely chocolates. It makes us feel like we are in love. Feed us chocolates, bring us chocolates anytime, any place. We just adore them.
Fantastic. Well, it's great chatting with you again. You know, this is such a great intimate gathering, so we appreciate you being here today with us. To learn more about how you can create intimacy through touch, yoga, and movement, go to sexysizes.com, and you can learn more about Loveology University, or to get Dr. Cadell's latest books, you can go to avacadell.com. Be sure to follow her on Twitter at Dr. Ava Cadell. For my daily health tweets, follow me at Dr. David Friedman. You can stay up to date on all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.